Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour has arrived, and we are glad that you have joined us. It has been an entertaining show, if you don't mind me saying so myself. And it's not over. Legend is up next.
March Madness, baby. East Coast. Ha ha! I brought my shank today, Paul, about to go prison yard up in here. You ready?
I don't blame you.
Got my shank out, baby. Red dog. Red dog. I'm calling you to the prison yard, dude. Said all you do is win championships. No, that's not plural, dude. That's championship.
That was good. I like that.
One every 40 years, championship, and put an asterisk beside of it. I think it's a Mark McGuire championship anyway, dude. Hey, listen here, Red Dog. Ignorance can be educated. Crazy can be medicated. But there's no cure for your dumb ass. You wolf, wolf, mangy poodle. Championship, this championship, moron. And you just got shanked. Now I'm calling Jim to the prison yard. That's right, Jim. I was just reading Paul in Psycho Magazine on page 54, and Ted Williams got a quote in there. Ted Williams says, if it takes the page 54 to get mentioned, you ain't nothing. That's right. You just got shanked, Jim. You just got prison yard shanked. Now for Matt and his paralegal lawyer, Augie. Listen here, Augie. If I was a bird, I wouldn't know who to crap on. The reason I called you to the schoolyard is because graduate kindergarten, Matt. Listen here, dude. You ain't ready for the legend East Coast, baby. Hey, pal. You're like family to me. Hey, pal. You're my brother. Hey, pal. You, I, man, and uncle. You're family to me. Graduate, educate, graduate kindergarten, dude. On the Paul Feinbaum Show, you can be anything you want. It's a damn shame you chose to be a moron, friggin' loser. You just got shanked. And finally, I'm calling Marty and McGee to the prison yard. That's right. Marty and McGee, Turner and Hooch. I can't stand them, Paul. I was hoping when they was on that road trip during the football season in their pickup truck, they would get lost in Harlan County in Kentucky. I can't stand either one of them. That Adam Levine wannabe, I've seen him so many times on SEC Network, I'm about to throw up. Change from size 28 pants, dude, to size 32. You just got shanked. East Coast, baby. Legend out.
He left no prisoner unturned. We don't normally do this, but since this guy has been in desperate need of a good call every time he's ever called in and has yet to find one, we'll give him a shot. Red Dog, what do you got to say about that?
I wanted him so bad. Oh, I got to say there, loser. Go back to prison, legend. Prison. 33-18. 2021 national champions. Go Dawgs.
That's what we call weak sauce. Handsome Joe will not disappoint. Handsome Joe, before you get to the rest of the crowd, what did you make out of Red Dog's call?
Well, I'll tell you this. Red Dog is poking the bear. He's poking the bear, and the bear? Legend will kick you into your little puppy nabs, Red Dog. Legend will kick you in your little puppy nabs. But you know what? It is good to hear Legend. Hey, just so you know, Paul, Legend is my favorite. He is. that it is good to him to use the praise for me since he's been to prison, you know, going prison yard. But I only use it if you're mad. You know, I only use that when you're mad. But I got something I want to say to Jill up in Columbus, Ohio. Well, you know, Jill said that I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Hey, the joke's on him, Paul. I don't even have a shed. So the joke's on him. But, you know, but Legend, man, I love Legend. And when they went down on Augie, in all honesty, I think Augie may be a backup court reporter. I mean, at best. Or maybe he watches, you know, CSI or something other and wants to think he's a lawyer.
Red Bay.
Augie ain't a lawyer. He's not a lawyer. He's not even a good caller, Paul. He's not a good caller. But Augie, I got this to say to Augie. Quit watching CSI and start watching more football, dummy, because you're going down a road that you know nothing about. I mean, I probably know more about law, Paul, than Augie does.
You know what, Joe? I think you would have been a good attorney.
I know.
And by the way, I don't think it's too late.
I've seen prison attorneys get other inmates out of prison.
Yeah.
And Augie, I wouldn't even want him to, you know, get me on a speeding ticket. I wouldn't want him to represent me on a speeding ticket, Paul. I wouldn't. And, you know, I passed a couple of cars today that was doing 90, and I got stopped, Paul. And that cop asked me why I was driving so fast. And I said, did you not see them guys driving 90? I was trying to get away from them. I mean, you got to get away from these idiots.
I always say when a policeman says, "Why? I'm not speeding." I mean, I saw you behind me the whole time.
I know, and I told that state trooper. I said, "And this is true, Paul." I said, "Did you not see them two out fast that was doing 90?" I mean, you got to get away from them idiots, and that's kind of like you got to get away from idiots like Augie, Red Dog. Okay. Oh my God, Paul. Paul,
okay, Joe, you need to calm down. I don't want you to have a coronary here. You're not a young man.
Well, I will go. If Red Dog was here right now, I'd go prison yard on him for sure.
What would you do?
He needs to calm his butt down and understand, like I said, that Georgia
was national
champion for 2 minutes.
Joe, would you give him a swirly?
You dadgum right. I'd hold him up and down, and I'd swirl him about 50 times, Paul. You know, you ain't just a kid, and I'd give him a swirly. And you know what? And if he ever went to prison, I promise you that he's going to be washing other inmates' underwear. He's going to be washing their drawers, Paul. That's what this idiot.
That is not. By the way, I've never been to prison, but that's not the coveted assignment, is it? Washing somebody else's drawers.
No. You don't want to be washing your inmates' drawers. No. That's not a good thing, Paul. That's not a good thing when that happens. But you know what? I'm all in fun with this. I'm not going to argue about no bracket because it's all in fun anyway. But I can tell you this: if people will, whenever this between me and Larry, Missouri comes up, if they'll vote for me, Paul, if they'll send me a direct message, I'll answer every one of them, and I'll cut taxes too. I mean, I'll even cut taxes if they vote me. I can tell you this, and Jeff up in Columbus, he's saying it's a cakewalk if it's between me and Charles. He's not going to get past Squirrel. I mean, he's down here in another conference, and he's not going to get past Squirrel because Squirrel will eat his lunch. Squirrel will eat his – well, I ain't going to say what Squirrel's eat, but Squirrel will take him, Paul. Squirrel will take him down. Okay. So he ain't even got to worry about me and Charles.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Jeremy is up next in Dallas.
Hi, Paul. A little bit of stealing my thunder here. I really was calling in to hope that you guys don't put Legend and Matt on the same call like y'all have done.
No way. We would not do that.
Because I think Legend would make him cry, and it would be so bad that it'd be like the high-pitched squealing.
We don't allow cruelty on this show.
And by the way, Legend, he's the best. Everybody knows that. I like Handsome Joe. I'm just a fan. I listen to all these people call in, and you know, what do you got to do in life to break into the bracket? I mean, I need a cool name. Jeremy just doesn't do it.
Yeah, Jeremy's very. I don't know your origin, but Jeremy sounds British to me.
No. Well, okay.
I mean, like you're having lunch with Prince Charles, and Prince Charles, Jeremy, would you please say a little more tea for my friend here?
Well, I want to come up with something cool, and really, if maybe Legend or Handsome Joe, I mean, they're really, you know, you don't want to get on their bad side, so I want to stay on their good side. You know, I want to come up
with...
How about this, Jeremy?
J-Man.
J-Man. All right, well, I tell you what, if I get Legend's approval, I got your approval, but if I get Legend, then we'll go with that. And
Jeremy is a smart-sounding name. It's a proper name. It's formal, yeah. But you're right. Hey, thank you so much, Jeremy. It's good to hear from you. Fred is up next in Memphis. Hello, Fred.
Hey there, Paul. You're looking good after last week.
Yeah.
Come back home with a nice tan. Do you feel rested?
I love being 86 degrees. That was a nice break from the cold winter.
Well, that's good. So you've got all your brackets filled out for this week and the rest of the tournament.
Still working on it. I've got to go to work quickly because the first game starts in 40. It may have just started for.
Paul, one of the things that I've learned to really enjoy about your program are the human interest stories that you bring about. And happened to catch you last week with Dane Bradshaw.
Yes.
And I know Dane's father quite well. Haven't seen him in quite some time, but I know him. And I actually saw him play a couple of games while he was at White Station. And then the young man, I think, that had the stroke really found that gratifying.
Oh,
too,
Chris Stewart. You know, that was Fred.
Chris Stewart.
I think I may have said this the other day, but we invited Chris on. I've known Chris a long time to talk about Alabama and the tournament. And I did not plan on talking about that, but we were chatting off the air about how he's doing. And it just came naturally, and I'm so glad we did because I've had so many people comment on what it meant to them to hear his story.
Well, it just so happens that enough people can identify with some of those situations. I had a cerebral hemorrhage when I was 26 years old, and it wasn't nearly as severe as what he had, but you find those type of stories very humiliating to make you realize just how important things are in this life. But I wanted to ask you, last Tuesday morning, you know, sometimes we just shouldn't be watching the news, but every now and then we can't help it. So you may have heard about this, but I turned on Fox and Friends.
Right.
And standing there was Tim Tebow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, Tim Tebow was on Fox and Friends last Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Very serious, just a wonderful topic that he was discussing and what his plans were about getting the children, particularly orphan children, out of Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
And so that was really an interesting
interview. Well,
I'm
glad you told me about that. I'll give him a call because that is such a heartbreaking story right now, and I know it's chilling and difficult to watch, but it is part of where we are. Fred, thank you so much for sharing that with me, and I'll check in with Tim as soon as I can. We are heading to a break. We still have a long way to go and a couple of guests remaining, and more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we welcome you back. Scott Hamilton joins us. We've talked to Scott many times over the years. A longtime newspaper columnist in North Carolina. Now he's I can't believe you've gone to radio, Scott.
The dark side.
He hosts a program in Charleston on ESPN Radio. His program is expanding. I tried to tell people, don't go to the dark side of radio. How long did you write a newspaper article? Or how long did you work for a newspaper?
I was in print for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, magazines, newspapers. You know, once you get the columnist gig,
oh, yeah,
that's the land of milk and honey. And then when you lose it, you're kind of like, what do I do with myself
now? It's a great gig, Scott, until you go out and look for your newspaper in the morning and then you find out it's shut down.
Yeah.
Which most have, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, growing up, that's something I always look forward to. I go read the paper even when I'm a kid. And now I see these boxes that are just empty and sad.
I was in Tampa last week, and I was talking to my wife as I'm about to go down and get some coffee. She said, "Well, sit down there and read the paper." I said, "There's no such thing as a paper at a hotel."
Yeah, I think USA Today, they probably own stock in Marriott or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying if you're at the Four Seasons, they don't have a paper, but the Two Seasons, which we were staying at, did not have a paper.
Come on, Paul. We know better. We know better. Come on.
Let's talk a little bit about a couple of things. Being in Charleston, the news yesterday about Frank Martin probably didn't surprise many people. Although when I had Frank on our show in Tampa Wednesday, you could have fooled me. He was talking about how much he loved Ray Tanner and everybody at the school was so great. And then suddenly he's gone.
It actually did fool me. I didn't see it, Paul, because I thought this. I said, $3 million buyout is still a $3 million buyout.
Yeah.
And they're still paying Will Muschamp not to coach there.
Who isn't?
Exactly. So I said, they're going to give him another year. He's in the running for the top recruit. Mm-hmm. You know, give him an opportunity. Because if you bring in that recruit, that's an opportunity to shift the narrative about the program, the perception of the program. And going forward, who knows what kind of benefits you can get from that. And if he can't make hay with that kid, then you cut him loose with no buyout. But they did it anyhow. They felt the need. And I guess it's because of the market, Paul. You know how it is.
Is there someone they have in mind to have made that move?
I would hope so.
You would think so,
But who is it? Who is it? And if I'm a hot commodity, if I call it the coach du jour, the guy that everybody wants to hire, do I pick South Carolina over Florida? I pick it over Missouri?
A lot of openings right now.
A lot of good jobs. Missouri's a good job.
Yes.
Florida's a really good job.
Could be. Can be.
So, can be. Yeah, we've seen it be.
The Mike White to Georgia move.
That's perplexing. I think he knew the posse was going to be coming soon.
I don't know who Mike's agent is, but that was one of the smartest moves I've ever seen.
To go from Florida to Georgia, what's it comparable to? Skipping lines, Hatfields and McCoys, something like that?
Here's the thing. No one at Florida is upset.
No, well, no.
I mean, they're going, Mikey, we'll be happy to help you.
Hey, man, I got you. You need somebody to make me move a box? I got you, man.
They're calling Georgia friends and saying, hey, good for you.
God bless y'all. We'll see you in Jacksonville.
Can you imagine the Florida football coach leaving? I mean, obviously it's not going to happen anytime soon, but this is a completely baffling story. We had Seth Greenberg on yesterday, and coach of the ACC for what, 10 or 11 years?
Yeah, two-time coach of the year.
And he said the SEC has leapfrogged.
Yeah.
The ACC in basketball, and I frankly never thought I would hear or live long enough to hear somebody legitimate make that statement.
It's 100% true. I catch myself saying this sometimes. We're talking about the coaching carousel, which job is better than that job and so forth, and I'm actually thinking, okay, well, why would this guy take the Louisville job? Well, because the ACC is more winnable than a lot of conferences. And it comes down to this, Paul. The ACC mortgaged its premier product, basketball, when it expanded, brought in these other schools for football, but they brought in basketball brands, but they haven't held up their end of the bargain. What has Louisville done other than bring shame to the ACC?
Right, right.
What has Syracuse done other than to give us Boeheim drama? You know, they've done nothing. They haven't held up the end of the bargain. And meanwhile, the SEC has funneled its money everywhere.
Yeah.
All the sports. And it's caught up with them.
Yeah, I was looking at the baseball standings. I think the SEC had the top four. They had four of the top five teams. It's absurd how successful this league is. And I'm not just saying that to state the obvious, but the ACC commissioner the other day, Jim Phillips, said we need to make football our number one priority. And somehow I just felt John Swofford and all the people that came before him going, what did you really just say that?
Yeah, that guy, he's the reason we don't have the playoff expanded. But that's exactly. a whole nother, the alliance and all that stuff. Don't get me started with his Kumbaya brothers, Kevin Warren and Klykoff. But basketball is the ACC. And otherwise, why would you celebrate the tournament the way you do? Because the tournament in the ACC is mom and pop and Tobacco Road right. and grassroots. And
you
it's who you
in the middle of all that.
Own it. Yeah. Own it. What shame is there in owning it and being the best darn basketball brand in the land? Football brings a lot of money, and you'll get your piece of the pie.
Right.
But just own who you are. And it's all shifting. It's all shifting. It's going to shift more, too, now that these iconic coaches, Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, guys like that, are moving on.
And Boeheim is done. I mean, he may not know it, but he may have another year, but nobody's taking him seriously anymore.
Remember, he quit once and then came back, and then I guess he got a new coffin or something to sleep in. I don't know. He's ageless.
Well, I guess it was about his son. And that's a cute story, but it's not that cute. It's been done before.
We've seen that movie before.
So where does the ACC go? I mean, they can't go out and bring, other than Notre Dame, they don't have a lot of chess pieces.
No, who does, though, other than
nobody.
The SEC? Last year's movements of Oklahoma and Texas out of nowhere, masterful, and it set the SEC up. It's too big to fail now. The SEC's too big to fail, and everybody else needs to just get in lockstep and try to just survive.
And the Notre Dame card, it doesn't seem likely, does it?
You talk about the mother of all Faustian deals,
right.
Notre Dame. They're getting their cake and they're just gulping it down too. And
why do they need it?
Why do they need it? Why do they need it? Even if the playoff expands, Notre Dame's going to get a seat. It's good. Notre Dame. Think about it. You have the conference commissioners and the AD of Notre Dame. That's the kind of power they have, the kind of sway.
Yeah, and it's worth remembering Jack Swarbrick, the commissioner, the AD, was part of that group that was about to go with the 12-team playoffs. So they knew they were in good shape.
Sure. But there were only three that didn't. But we're not name names again. We're not name names again.
Let me end talking about what you do now. And you made the shift as a newspaper guy to radio.
Mm.
How is it different in terms of sitting around formulating 700 words on one thought versus sitting around and rat-tat-tat?
You don't have a backspace button.
You don't.
That's probably the biggest one, when you say. And
you can't get up and get some more coffee.
You can't. I mean, you can, but I got to hurry and run back. And you have to. My bathroom breaks have to be perfectly timed. But it's been
a change. I asked this question because I love former newspaper guys getting into radio, and I would act like I'm clueless at this.
How did you do that, Scott? Oh, it's been hard. It's been learning on the job.
Right.
For you, what did you do? Did you get any kind of vocal coaching or anything like that?
No, never. I'll never forget my first radio show I was about to do. I was filling in for Eli Gold.
That's a good one.
And he walked in. I was going to do a couple of minutes. I had it all written out. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm writing out the first." He said, "You don't write. You just get out there and start talking." And it was difficult because I felt like I had to give these strong opinions and be bombastic. And I realized that the show is the audience. The show isn't – yeah, I'm not saying Colin Cowherd doesn't do that or Rush Limbaugh in his day or other people, but that's when I finally learned that the show wasn't about me. It was about everyone else.
They approached me for my first show. I was still a columnist. And they said, why don't you have a show? What about, we need local sports and blah, blah, I'm like, okay, let's do it. I come in my first day, 3-hour show, Paul. I had 8 guests.
Yeah.
Phones weren't working. Kyle Petty's on hold. I'm freaking out. I said, I can't do this. And they talked me into coming back the next day. Here I am.
Well, I'm glad to see it.
Well, thanks, man.
It's always good to see former newspaper guys find work.
Yeah, well, I've learned to do a lot of things the past few years thanks to the newspaper industry.
Scott Hamilton, always a pleasure. He's on ESPN Radio in Charleston, you're on other stations now, or you're about to be?
We're about to be. We've got some news coming out.
Keep your eyes on Scott's Twitter handle. Scott, good to see you. Come back soon.
Thank you, Paul.
Scott Hamilton joining us. We have 30 minutes remaining here, and we will get right back to your phone calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We are back and we have some breaking news here from the bracket. Not that bracket, the Feinbaum Show bracket. Let's share with you some of the early matchups. And we have a major upset here. Nick, Bama Nick, a 15 seed, has knocked out Louisiana Dan, who is an 11, that 15-11 game, always a nerve wracker. So he will face I-Man. And let me assure you, there is no love lost between Bama Nick and I-Man. So that is second round. Darryl has upset. No, he's not upset. He has beaten Jimmy from Chicago. That is a 5-11. We don't have the 64 teams. That's why this is a little bit different. And Jerome has knocked out Chris from Gulf Shores, the 14 seed, 3-14. So you have now a Daryl Jerome matchup. That could be pretty cool. As the updated bracket, as we are starting to move on with some of the games, we'll update you a little bit more tomorrow. And it's too late to fill this bracket out, but we'll give you another chance as we get a little bit deeper in the tournament. Let's head to Squirrel next in Mississippi. Hello, Squirrel.
So it's going to be I-Man up against Bama Nick?
That is correct.
Wow. You know, ordinarily I would be a no-brainer vote for I-Man, but after he bashed my man Trump a couple weeks ago, I hadn't forgotten that. So
okay.
I'm going to have to think about that vote real carefully before I do. But no, a lot of entertaining calls today. Legend was actually funny. I thought Jim was very humble in his call, willing to give up, you know, his position to one of the ladies who actually is not even in the bracket. I thought that was, you know, very humble of him.
I thought that was nice, too. I think Jim's very realistic. He thinks the deck is stacked against him. But it's not. It's a fair and open contest as long as we like the winner.
Well, I would advance Jim all the way to the Final Four. I would give him a pass, just a bye every round, just based on his legacy alone. But I'm kind of nervous about my matchup with Homer. Homer's always been in my top five favorite caller list. So, you know, I'm not looking ahead. I'm not assuming anything. And if I could get by Homer, it would be just fantastic to match up against that carpetbagger from Ohio.
Squirrel, that is you always hear the guys on ESPN talk about this, but that could be the highest rated matchup of the whole tournament.
Well, I would love it.
A boy from East Tennessee who lives in Mississippi taking down the loudmouth from Ohio.
Well, you know, I would just hope if that came to that all the listeners, you know, the SEC Nation, they would put aside their pettiness and anything I said about their fan base over the years or their program, you know, like LSU and people like that, and come together and vote for the SEC if it happens.
Well,
that, you know,
Squirrel, the only thing I will say is Jeff is not automatic to win the first round match.
No, he's not. He sounded awful nervous, as he should be. Yeah. And who's he up against, Joe?
He's up against Cat Daddy.
Oh, Cat Daddy. Well, Cat Daddy's got a strong game.
Cat Daddy is strong, but you just don't know what he's been into that day.
Well, Cat Daddy has nothing to do with it. Neither does I or anybody. This is the will of the people. You know what I mean?
You're right.
All we got to do is just stand by and see what the will of the people is. It's out of our hands at this point. Hey, but thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very, very much. Mojo is up next in Arizona. Hello, Mojo.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Mojo, we are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, you knew my uncle real well. You know that, don't you?
No, who is that?
Bucky Miller from the Grand Hotel.
Oh, my goodness. Of course I know him. Sure. I have not been there in a while, though.
You haven't? Yeah, of course, there in Dabney, Alabama football.
Yeah, that is a fantastic place.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. I still have property there in Montrose. Yeah. I listen to your show every day.
How's he doing, by the way? Is he?
Who's that? No, he passed away.
Oh, did he? Okay. I have not been there in a long time, so I'm thinking, man, if he's still around, he's doing great.
Yeah, they put a memorial down at the Marriott out on the beach for him.
He was a great man. I remember him very well,
yeah,
Mojo.
He was. Yeah,
I sure
he
do.
Was. He was always encouraging.
No, I'm so sorry to hear. I kind of suspected that, but I was hopeful that maybe he was still around. Mojo, you take care of yourself. Thank you very much. Jim is up next.
Well, you know, I gotta agree with Squirrel about the Legion. Judas, his name is now Judas. He's a betrayer, but he had one of the funniest calls I've ever heard in my life earlier today, and
he
I agree
good.
With Squirrel about that.
I agree.
That was hilarious. Thanks. It looked like he had to have that on the script, Paul, the way he did that.
Yeah, Jim, you understand this because you've done, you know.
Well, I've done it spontaneously like that, but the way he rolled that out about, I mean, that was funny, and it looked like it almost had to be scripted to get it the way he did it.
Jim, let me explain something to you, even though you don't need me to. What you heard there was a impromptu, spontaneous call from somebody who understood the material, unlike another guy who does have a script every day.
Are you talking about the monkey from Montgomery?
I would say you're pretty hot.
Okay, well, I'm giving kudos to Judas, even though he's a bad sinner and lied about me and betrayed me. And he was my friend until he betrayed me, and I don't know why he did that.
Well,
but was a funny call. I'm humble enough to say that was a funny call.
Think about this: as we are closing in on Easter here in a few weeks, it's the greatest betrayal story. One of the great betrayal. Brutus. I got my holidays wrong, by the way. But
Judas, you mean?
Yeah. Okay, let me correct myself before I go down the biblical hall of shame.
He betrayed. Well, anyway, I'm not going to say that. But go ahead.
But anyway, Brutus.
Brutus.
There's nothing wrong with being considered Brutus. Being considered the Caesar of the Feinbaum show.
No, but I'm talking about Judas.
Judas. I thought you said Brutus. Okay, well, let me get back to what
no,
I was.
No, I said Judas, Paul.
Okay.
I said Judas, you know.
Well, then I was on the right track originally. I thought that's what you said, and then I thought I heard Brutus. But Judas
yeah,
is
no,
a,
no. He's the one that betrayed God Almighty,
sure,
who was
sure.
Jesus. In the garden.
Yeah, Judas, Brutus are two great betrayers. But you're right. A month before Easter, feel honored that you have been betrayed by that man.
You know, I never thought about it that way. That's something to think about, it, Paul. You got you make me think now. That's phenomenal.
That's why I felt good about where I was going, because I felt like if who wouldn't want to be betrayed by Brutus? Look what, excuse me, Judas, I'll get my, think about where the world would be, Jim, without Judas.
Well, I know, but still, that doesn't make it any lighter what he did.
No. Listen, I'm not mitigating what he did. I'm just simply saying that he did the world a favor in a way.
Well, of course, God knew what he was going to do, and he had it set up that
sure.
way. Now, you're talking about somebody that sets things up. It's God that sets all this yeah. stuff up.
Much like
but
the,
he knows,
much
but he
like
does,
the Feinbaum collar bracket.
He doesn't make them do it. He just knows what they're going to do, and he
exactly.
sets it up to where what they're going to do. But anyway, this is getting interesting, and I hope one of the ladies gets those ladies ought to be in there. And Elmo, what happened to Elmo? Elmo should be in this thing.
I just realized that because we talked about this yesterday. I said, who are we leaving out? And I didn't.
Well, you're leaving out veteran Elmo.
You were leaving out Elmo. That's not. We should let Elmo in as an honorary participant because he's been calling the show very
absolutely,
a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, good night. He goes back to the start, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, now, Elmo was Mercury 7.
Yeah. Well, get him in there.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Jim. Matt wants to respond to something that Legend said, so we'll grant Matt 30 seconds.
Oh yeah,
seconds
Legend.
Here.
I got something to say to you. I'd rather be a little boy and a better man than a decrepit old fool like you are, Legend. What happened to you, Legend? What's your team? You got what about those dogs in the fourth quarter? Another dog, Legend. You know why? Because your team sucks. You're a decrepit little loser. That's what you are, Legend. And I hope you're listening to this. Like I said, I'm man enough, Legend. I got the guts to call on my team losers. Hey, we went 8-4. But you know what? The good thing about that was we still beat your sorry team, Legend.
Well, I'm so glad we got that cleared up. Judas, Brutus, Mutus. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.